Today, we're going to talk about some of the differences between a growth and a fixed mindset so that you can optimize your mind and thinking to set yourself up for success. So, do you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset? You're about to find out very soon. Hi, my name is Eric Partaker, and I've been recognized as the CEO of the Year, and I'm also the author of two best-selling books, including The Three Alarms. So here's your first test to determine whether you have a fixed mindset or a growth mindset. Do you think your traits, qualities, and intelligence are relatively set and that it can't really be changed? Or do you think that dramatic change of your traits, characteristics, and intelligence is still possible, no matter where you are in life? Well, the truth is, it is still possible, but it requires you to believe in it. And that's one of the hallmarks of a growth mindset. Someone with a growth mindset realizes that it's the amount of effort that they put in at the end of the day and how dedicated they are in the pursuit of their journey that is going to translate to the success that they're seeking. They apply effort in the right places at the right time and they don't give up. They keep working, they keep pursuing whatever that goal or new habit or routine is. Whereas a fixed mindset person will think that, there's no point. I can't really, improve much in this area or increase my intelligence much in this area, so I'm not even gonna try. How about when it comes to obstacles? Do you try to avoid them or do you look forward to them? Do you see them as your path to improvement? I'm kind of giving away where you should be. You should be in the camp of the growth mindset person, which actually looks at obstacles as the way forward, as challenges, as the primary way in which they're going to become stronger, more capable, and more able to do the things that they want in their work and life. Whereas a fixed mindset person never wants to try too hard, and when an obstacle gets put in their path, they tend to retract and they try to find another way around. But there are no shortcuts, and it's through the obstacle itself that you'll find the freedom, happiness, and the growth that you're seeking. Growth mindset people are constantly looking to surround themselves with people that are slightly better than them, with people that push them to greater heights. You won't get better. You won't improve in life by keeping yourself with people who are at the same level as you. Your path to growth lies in surrounding yourself with people who are at a level slightly higher than you are. Last but not least, when it comes to feedback, growth mindset people take a very different view on it than fixed mindset, and I'd like you to ask yourself, which camp do you feel that you're in? So growth mindset people look for feedback. They constantly go up to people and they say, how would you improve upon this? Or what can I be doing better? And they especially ask that question of the people that perhaps they're leading or that are reporting into them. They are okay with feeling vulnerable towards those people. Whereas fixed mindset people are afraid of feedback. They don't want to hear how they could be better. The last thing that they would want to do is go up to a group of people, especially people that maybe are a little bit below them, say within a company or a group, and say, hey, how can I be better? How am I not playing up to my full capability? They don't like the thought of that. But the feedback is gold. You need that feedback. If you want to know, for example, how you're doing as a leader, ask the people that you're leading. If you want to know how you're doing as a member in your family, ask the other family members, how am I doing and what can I do to improve? Growth mindset people are constantly seeking feedback. They use it as a path for development and improvement and a way to elevate their game so that they can achieve the things that they want and work in life. Now, to wrap all of this up, here's another exciting thing about growth mindset versus fixed mindset people. Growth mindset people have a much stronger correlation with achieving success than fixed mindset. They are much more likely to succeed. They're much more likely to achieve their goals. They're much more likely to recover from setbacks and carry on. And here's the other exciting thing. Even if you felt that after everything that I've described, that you're more of a fixed mindset rather than a growth mindset person, you can change your mindset over time. There's actually a fantastic book on this that you can go more deeply into it, and will even give you the tips, tools, and tactics that you can use to transition from that fixed mindset to growth mindset. And the book is called Mindset by Carol Dweck. So make sure you check that out. And I'd love to hear from you. So don't forget to leave a comment and a rating as well. And if you'd like to get a copy of my new book, The Three Alarms, please head over to my website at ericpartaker.com. That's E-R-I-C, ericpartaker.com, where you could pick up a free digital copy of my new best-selling book, The Three Alarms.